it's proving to be some battle trying to get postal services, which were unjustly removed from our community, reinstated. We, as a committee, had looked to go down the political route, and we contacted the Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, first Dennis Nocton and then his successor, Richard Bruton. And the reply we received back from Richard Bruton via his private secretary was that decisions relating to the post office network, including plans for individual post offices, are an operational matter for the board and management of OnPost. The Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment has no statutory function in relation to this issue. And some of the other information in his email was misinformation, but we're getting very used to that in our dealings with the Fine Gael-led coalition government. Any time the question of Ballinfull Post Office has been brought up in the Dáil, their answers have been very misleading, and they seem more like puppets who very conveniently simply read out whatever the department gives them to read out. We've seen it with Minister Sean Kyne and with Charlie Flanagan, who ironically has a house in the area that was served by Ballinfull Post Office. And I certainly hope that he wasn't there the night that the 2016 census was taken, because he might find himself in the same boat as the rest of us here, you know, where we just seem to have disappeared, given on post assessment of our population as below 500, even though the census clearly shows 1,036. So, Harry, we've written back to Minister Bruton, but what we really need to look at is just what other options are open to us as a community. So we're going to look at that tomorrow night.